Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, October 23rd, 2023, 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And we're going to just do a little update on the old 1E campaign. So this is the state of my 1E AD&D campaign. It's an ongoing campaign. I think we've been playing for coming on up on 2 years with this particular group. We've added a few players. I think we, did we lose anybody? I don't think we lost anybody. I think we started with six and now we have nine. We've got a couple of players who have had some other obligations from time to time and they have to take some time off. But for the most part, I think people are there most of the time. And, you know, it's nice. We added a few because if we had a couple or even three that were missing, we started to get down and had some missing key roles. The character, the player of the thief character hasn't been around much. And we only have one thief in the group. Good morning, George. We have a we have two magic users. We only have one cleric. We have one, two, three fighters and a ranger. One, two, three fighters, a ranger, two magic users, a cleric and a thief. And that makes eight. I'm missing somebody. Oh, we actually have four fighters, right? Sarah and Vince and Shane and Alex are all fighters. And then Colin plays a ranger. So we have five melee monsters. Two magic users, one thief, and one cleric. So I suppose if we were to add any other players to the mix, we'd have to look toward having somebody who doesn't mind playing either a thief or a cleric. I mean, you can always use more fighters, right? Good sized group. Second healer would be nice. Indeed, George, you're right on the money on that one. Can always be helpful having a second healer in the group. They are currently in a tomb, and we actually left off this time while they were still in a tomb rather than back at a headquarters or and that doesn't happen often. They're in and out, one and done kind of people, but this is a pretty good sized tomb and there's a lot to explore, and they have been in this location a couple of times because there was a smuggling outfit that they had to thwart. So they went outside of town around the horn to this hidden cove where there was a beach and beat up on the smugglers that were encamped there. In fact, they'd been there quite a while. They had buildings there, several. And they took care of that pretty devastatingly. And they returned with their captives, only to be told, hey, is it all done? And they had to go back to pick up the contraband that was hidden in a cave there. But of course, when they went back, the smugglers had for some time driven off sea trolls, who now were refilling the void, so they had to deal with them, and they were no easy fight, but they were able to then collect the contraband out of the cave at the back, the former sea troll's cave. And once they got all that contraband, they realized, oh, wait a minute, back of this cave has some worked stone that appears to be the backside of a wall of what might be a tomb on the other side. So they hired some stonemasons and laborers to come and open up the wall for them, brought back all of their hirelings, five fighters, one a little bit stronger than the other four, that they've been utilizing for a while when they were moving goods north, and brought them with them to guard the door and help guard things. And now they're inside. They fought a water weird, which was a really tough combat for them. They were able to take that out and start uncovering some alcoves that were closed off. And in the process, they disturbed a skeletal warrior, which came up and gave them hell. But they were able to take that out. So they are knee-deep in this tomb now. George asked, when you have two clerics, each get a chance to turn the same undead, or do you rule the first one? No, they both have opportunity. I'm a pretty big stickler about line of sight. They have to be visible to whatever undead they're trying to turn. And also, I'm a pretty big stickler for not being able to turn the same undead twice in a 24-hour period. So, let's say you got two clerics and you've got 10 skeletons, but five of them are around a corner. They can both try to turn the first five. Let's say they manage to turn two each. That leaves three that neither one, potentially, you'd roll randomly which ones, but let's say one failed and one was able to turn two. And this is kind of a low-level scenario, skeletons after all. That leaves three that they both have tried to turn. They could still turn or attempt to turn the remaining five once they get in line of sight of those other five. But those three that neither one of them turned the first time would be unturnable for the next 24 hours by these two clerics. So that's how I rule it. In any event, they're knee-deep in this tomb. They got to figure out what they're going to do. Are they going to... We stopped in media res, as it were. We stopped right when they were finished the last combat before they got into another one. They could gather up what they have and head out, but there's other stuff there. Those smugglers could come back at any time, so... Vince is in the chat now. Hey, Vince. Those smugglers could come back. The ones that were off on the ship could still come back at any time, and if they do, they would find an unguarded tomb, which might mean they could snag some stuff that was missed by the group and get out with that for free, because it was opened up by the regular PCs. But we'll see. It's up to them. They've got to make up their mind. There's a couple more weeks before the next game, so they have time to figure it out. Only three more sessions, games, before the end of the year for us, because we do a winter hiatus thing. We only play in the first half of December and only in the second half of January. I like to take time off a couple few weeks on either side of New Year's so that I can recharge. I'll be taking off for the winter hiatus for the show, ending season four in mid-December as well. So more on that as we get closer. In any event, that's a recap of what's been going on in the 1E AD&D campaign that I regularly run at Lake Geneva Games. For second Sunday, I'm still not completely sure what to do with the group embedded in this tomb. I should run something separate that doesn't include, that can't include the PCs that are in or going to be in this dungeon. So I'm thinking I'm going to run something else. I don't know. Maybe a different one shot with different PCs, lower level. Maybe I'll run some other old school game. We've got plenty of old school board games and card games and miniatures games and stuff that could be run also. So we'll see. We'll see when we get closer. Anyway, thank you very much for checking things out today. I do appreciate it. Thanks for popping in the chat. It's very kind of you to take some time out of your day to do that, whether you're here live or you're even checking it out in the archives later. It is very much appreciated. So that is to say that this has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. On Monday, October 23rd, we've been looking at the State of My 1E AD&D campaign. The show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central. Then it's archived on YouTube. Follow, subscribe, thumbs up, all of that good stuff. We'd appreciate it. And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Slicing with Castle Entertainment, Heath Farndon of the Anipa D&D 20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and as always, Shane Bradley, DM Extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Bye-bye.